You have a power, an amazing power.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? The Don and Mike Show.
Even better than a stroke and a poke, the Don and Mike Show.
He is not Rick James, bitch. Hi, Curly Pie.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz.
In Boston, there's a play.
Hello, Michael J. Elson.
Hi.
Forgot to mention, Buzz spent his birthday at Ye Old Medieval Times restaurant.
Eating with his hands.
That's right. Just one near you.
It kind of keeps with the theme of the birthday weekend. Eating with your hands.
Yes, it does.
Buzz, and, was it accurate to how you remember it being?
The way I remember it, Rob, it was colder.
Did they joust for you?
They did joust for me.
Very good.
Did you joust, if you catch my meaning?
No. Well, yes, later.
That's where I want to go for my birthday.
After
dinner.
The show. Good for you.
I thought you wanted to go there for Easter dinner.
I highly recommend it. In Boston, there's a plague of bogus 911 calls, so now Boston's about to make it a crime to place non-emergency calls to that emergency number.
That's bogus!
Boston's 911 center's been getting 300,000 misplaced calls every year. Quoting one caller, "I just want to tell you guys, thanks a lot for telling us about the construction on 495. You didn't put up one effing sign, and I'm effing sitting here in traffic at 11 effing clock at night."
You'll be sorry, Pee-wee Herman!
Under the new law, that's a year in jail or a $1,000 fine.
They're all from Boston Rob.
Boston Rob.
Tennessee and Georgia already have similar
Boston
laws.
Boston Legal, Boston Market.
Oh.
Oh, the Boston game.
Boston Legal Seafood.
Well, it's legal seafood. It's
sorry.
Not Boston Legal Seafood.
Boston Cream Pie. Uh-huh.
Wow. Boston Baked Beans.
Boston Strangler.
Boston Red Sox.
There you go.
Boston Celtics. Boston Bruins.
No fair.
Why?
No fair. I'm king of the Bostons. That's right.
Didn't even mention the band.
The band Boston. Yeah. Also David Boston, the football player.
And, of course, please come to Boston.
And she said no.
Tennessee's collected over $400,000 in these fines for bad 911 calls.
Please come to Boston for the springtime.
Mm-hmm. Lovely song.
She said no.
It's still closed, and it'll stay closed till proven safe. State officials in
Maryland. Dave Loggins, everyone.
The great Dave Loggins.
Wonderful. The less talented of the Loggins brothers.
On Epic Records.
I just got his box set.
I didn't even turn his microphone on.
State officials in Maryland closed a Six Flags roller coaster after it malfunctioned for the second time in a month.
Oh, that's a Snyder production.
Mm-hmm, Snyder Whiplash. The latest incident Saturday night caused neck and back injuries. Riders were also splashed with hydraulic fluid after a plunge from 10 stories up where the coaster had stalled. Six Flags officials point out that the two-faced flip side isn't the only ride in the park. Quoting a spokeswoman, "We have a lot of park to enjoy."
When they get stuck on the roller coaster, they have more time to view our advertisement.
Snyder.
State officials who inspect the rides at the beginning of every summer say they're looking at the park's maintenance logs.
The beginning of the summer was 10 months ago.
Right. Campbell's.
If they want to see the maintenance logs, they should go into the broken laboratories.
Campbell's has recalled over 72,000 cans of chunky baked potato with cheddar and bacon bit soup.
Good for you.
Turns out that's not just bacon. It's also bits of plastic.
All right.
Marianne Watson says she has no intention of suing anybody over the rat head she found in a can of green beans she bought at Walmart.
That bitch!
She says she just wants people to be warned about what comes out of the Allen Canning Company. The company says Marianne's putting it through the media ringer.
All right.
When in fact the rat head was commercially sterile.
Leave it in there.
And posed no danger to anyone.
Wrong Allen, but he certainly does know a lot about rats, doesn't he?
He loves rats, D.
And finally, when some female animals are ovulating, the male of the species can tell there are outward signs. This is not the case with the human female. They have what's called concealed ovulation, specifically so the male cannot know for sure when she's making eggs and when she isn't.
Are we talking about animals or women here now?
Both. But now we're specifically talking about women.
Okay.
And that's what scientists thought, anyway, about the concealed ovulation, until evolutionary psychologists at the University of New Mexico studied strippers. The study found that strippers make the most money when they're ovulating and producing more estrogen. Since there's no difference in their scent or physical appearance, the best guess is they just move sexier.
Wow. I bet there's a little difference in their scent.
I'm
just a little bit.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Your nose knows. Sorry, we're
out of time. No! No!
Never mind. I was going to say something very funny, but I'll save it for when we go to satellite radio.
Yeah, baby.
Good day to you, sir.
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 Ed.
One of my eyes is glass. Gaze into it and try and find it.
Peter North.
Ron Jeremy.
Bye. Bye.
This is the Don and Mike Show.